Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I just wanted to say, too, some good news. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, put an app on its website yesterday. Encourage everybody to download. Go to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Download the app. You can listen to Devil Radio anytime. You can in the gym. You can do it in the car, anywhere. Just download it. Go on the website. It's a neat new addition to the website. A lot to talk about. We're going to get right to the skirmishings of history. Kevin McCarthy, slippery Kevin McCarthy. He is engineering the ousting of Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in their caucus chair, this coming week. He was caught on a hot mic. Word to politicians, do not be caught on hot mics. Every mic is presumed to be hot. If you say anything near a microphone, even though you think it is off, you're probably wrong. And if you say anything anywhere where there's a crowd, somebody will have a directional mic, they can pick it up across the street. So in any event, he shoots his mouth off as usual. As usual, Kevin McCarthy shoots his mouth off. And he says he no longer has confidence in Liz Cheney. No longer has confidence that she can do the job. Hey, McCarthy, maybe you could be a little more vague. What do you mean, couldn't do the job? He was challenged. He said, well, you're doing this because she voted to impeach Donald Trump. Total 10 Republicans did. 140 some odd voted to overturn the November 3rd election led by Kevin McCarthy. 10 heroes of the Republican caucus voted to impeach Donald Trump. Kevin McCarthy said, oh no, had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. That was a vote of principle. I understand, nothing to do with that. There's just something about her. I think she can't do the job. Here's what's going on. There is a civil war raging in the Republican Party, and there is and it will always be this way, I hope, nonviolent civil war in the country between forces that somehow have clustered around this QAnon conspiracy in the Republican Party, and then more democratic values, our democracy, values shared by mainstream Republicans and Democrats alike. And there are a handful of people on the far left, the authoritarian left of the Democratic Party, who want vast social change, especially economic change. They want socialism that we are not going to tolerate. So what do you do with that? In the past, the two parties were umbrella parties. Remember, at one time, the Democratic Party embraced the urban North and the Southern states. Under Franklin Roosevelt, you know, you had segregationist Southern senators in the same chamber as Hubert Humphrey and John F. Kennedy. And somehow they got progressive legislation enacted slowly but surely through the Civil Rights Acts of the 1960s, and then the South split away, but not entirely. Joe Biden took Georgia, he took Virginia, took Arizona, came close in a couple of other places. The times they are a-changing, Anyway, the poster child for this split in the Republican Party between what I would say the more pragmatic, business-oriented view and the QAnon right is the fight between Liz Cheney and Donald Trump. And Kevin McCarthy is an opportunist. He piles on, trying to save his own worthless hide trying to become speaker someday. He'll do anything to become speaker, anything to become speaker. No principles whatsoever. Early on, he was not even going to sign the petition to overturn the election. He kept shilly-shallying until the rabble of his QAnon-oriented caucus came to him, made it clear that he'd be out if he didn't do it. And he caved. What he should have done is stood with Liz Cheney, stood with Ben Sasse, Adam Kinzinger, Lisa Murkowski, some in the Senate, some in the House that I just mentioned. That's what he should have done. He didn't do it. Not trustworthy. He will undermine our democracy. So what's going to happen? He has signaled that he will permit it to come to a vote, Liz Cheney's status to come to a vote. It couldn't come to a vote without his permission. He's the head Republican. Can't come to his vote in the caucus without his permission. And why are they voting? She was voted the number three. She was voted the number three just a few months ago. She's the number three. Number three, Jim Clyburn is the number three, her opposite number on the Democratic side. She should stay there till December of 2022 after the next round of elections, new Congress, and they can do whatever they want. I think Liz Cheney is remarkably brave. And by the way, Liz Cheney, except for her integrity on saving our democracy, and except for her integrity on standing up to Trump, and that's a big except, obviously, thank God, but she is a right-wing Republican on everything else. She won't vote for anything that Biden's doing. She won't vote to increase taxes. How about imposing taxes on hedge funds that don't pay income taxes right now? Hedge funds don't pay income taxes, the hedge fund managers. They make millions, tens of millions, several billions a year, do not pay income taxes. They pay what's called carried interest. It's a fraud. She won't even vote to overturn that. A lot of policy differences, Liz Cheney, except that the core policy, our democracy, she stands tall. And I think, I hope what she may be doing is standing tall and looking to the ticket in 2024. It's a ticket that's going to be headed up by Joe Biden on our side, and I'm supporting that, as I have always supported Joe. Good man. But I would like to think that there's a patriot on the other side, even if I disagree with him on some issues, somebody who stands for our democracy. And she may throw her hat in the ring in the primaries. Her father's Dick Cheney, former vice president, one of my least favorite vice presidents, one of the engineers of the corrupt Iraqi invasion, the lie based on weapons of mass destruction. But she is not her father. She is not her father. We don't have bills of attainder and corruption of the blood in our Constitution. We don't punish people for the sins of their fathers. I hope she is on the ticket. Stick it to the Republicans. You know, it's going to be an odd 2024 Republican primary. You're right out of Dr. Seuss or something. I mean, these people, Mike Pence is going to run, and he's going to ask for votes of people who said, hang Mike Pence and build the gallows. He's not going anywhere. DeSantis, the thug from Florida, is going to run. He is truly bad news. Take a look at him. I never see him smile. He does everything. He's an authoritarian. He's a Putin type. Don't want him. He's no good. I don't know if Mitt Romney gets in. I think it would be great if Mitt Romney got in. Liz Cheney announced she was running and then withdrew, and then they ran as a ticket in advance of the convention. You know, that would clarify what's going on in the Republican Party and in the country. And do you stand for democracy or don't you? And I think there'd be a lot of people in the Republican primary who'd stand for democracy, especially if they had a handful of nuts, ne'er-do-wells, fellow travelers and running dogs of Trump all running. Hawley, Cotton, Cruz, people of that ilk. Anyway, stand by. Kevin McCarthy is about to deep six Liz Cheney. She's still going to be in Congress. Still going to keep her seat. She has a lot of primary opponents. Trump is shooting his mouth off, called her a warmongering fool. Warmongering fool. This is how articulate he is. Read some of Abraham Lincoln's speeches. Read some of Franklin Roosevelt's, Washington's, John F. Kennedy, even Reagan. read them all. And then this idiot is talking about a warmongering fool. Those are words that are right out of Kim Jong-un. And in the old days, out of China, before it got a little more sophisticated. Warmongering fool. Yeah, like what? She started a war? Are you kidding me? Blaming her for her father? You don't blame somebody for their father and what he did. So she is going to be deep sixed. It'll be a lot of controversy, angst, a lot of fireworks. Talk about it a little bit next week when it happens. But the Republican Party is going all in on the QAnon right. Even though sometimes they say, well, we technically don't agree with QAnon, this business about some nuts in a basement of a pizza parlor, you know, obviously that's a metaphor. They don't know what a metaphor is. Metaphor is like a simile, but without like an as in front of it. Okay, that's what it is. They think it's a metaphor for what? It's not a metaphor, they believe it. And they believe in destroying our democracy. So it's a very simple question, the overarching question, 2024, and in the 2022 congressional elections. Do you believe in American democracy or not? That's the first, only issue on the ballot. That's what they have to vote. And I'll tell you, in that primary in 2024, it's going to be one of the most consequential primaries in history. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.